We're going to talk a little bit more about that anonymous op-ed in the Times. It was a highly unusual move, and it does have its own critics inside, including Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Jody Kantor. Just this last spring, Kantor was the keynote speaker for the graduating class of the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. For more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk to the school's dean and expert in journalism ethics, Ed Wasserman. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. It is unusual to publish an unnamed op-ed of this nature.
It is, it's kind of an unconventional move. Initially, when I read it, I was puzzled because the allegations in the op-ed are nowhere near as explosive as the things contained in the Michael Wolff book and the things that apparently in Bob Woodward's book, which is just about to be published. So when it comes to actual evidence of kind of strange conduct, shall we say, strange behavior, it's not as explicit and it's not as sensational. So the question is, why not treat this contributor as a news source and talk to this person and then develop it as a normal, as a reporter would, as an exercise in reporting, find other people who can confirm the accounts and end up with a news story. And I think the answer is that at that point you would end up with a story much like other things that have appeared, which consist of, you know, insiders in Trump White House wringing their hands and raising questions and raising their eyebrows over conduct they can't explain, and they're wondering about his lack of concentration, his inability to focus, his erratic behavior, and this, that, and the other. And we've seen that. And I think my sense is the reason that the Times went with this unusual format is because it kind of has greater impact. It kind of comes across as a distress flare from inside the mightiest seat of power in the country. And it comes across, and I think it was a flare to the public at large. It was also a message to the Republican faithful. It was a message that said, look, we share your values. We share your public policy goals. We are genuine conservatives, and we're telling you that this guy is a problem, and we don't quite know how to deal with him, and what we're doing is resisting him and trying to mitigate the harm he otherwise might do. And that's a pretty scary and a pretty sobering message.
I want to get your perspective on this separation between a paper's editorial and op-ed department, or op-ed and news divisions.
Sure.
And specifically, we mentioned Jody Kantor. She posed an interesting question today on Twitter. Is the entire newspaper bound by the promise of anonymity? I don't think so, but this is fascinating. Not sure if there is precedent. Is there precedent?
Well, I think the expectation is that the person's identity is going to be protected, period. And it's a little like confidentiality in a law firm. It extends to all the members of the firm. So I don't think that the Times would be justified in dispatching reporters to ferret out the name of a source that people on the other floor of the building know full well. And I'm not sure what would be gained by that. I think the Times ought to report out the story, report out the story as if the contributor who wrote the anonymous piece was a news source, and you know, or as if those allegations could be confirmed or refuted by other people within the White House. So I think the allegations are worth pursuing. I don't think I would expect that the Times would go about blowing their own source.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We've been speaking with the dean of the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism, Ed Wasserman.